This is KAYT, Gina, Alexandria. This is Gospel Radio at its very best. 88.1. KAYT, praising the Lord.
Hi, this is Pastor Arthur LaValle with Kingdom Life Fellowship Community Ministry, welcoming you to another opportunity to transform your life. Did you know that you possess the power and the responsibility to determine your future and destiny? Did you know that you are the sum total of the choices and decisions you make every day? However, the ability for you to make the right decisions for a life that will lead to your God-given destiny depends on your quality of knowledge. Self-development demands self-discipline. It is our desire to see your life transformed by the messages on these broadcasts. Prepare to receive as we join this opportunity to grow and expand, as we inspire you and motivate you to achieve your greatest in God's purpose for your life. Sit back now and listen to a message that is designed to destroy ignorance and empower you to become an effective human on this planet as you inspire others to reach their maximum potential. Let us join the seminar in progress.
Persecuted, but not forsaken.
Hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. Praise the Lord, saints. Hallelujah. Again, what's an awesome privilege it is to be able to come on this radio broadcast every Saturday and allow God to use me to share with you all the love of God. And boy, that love of God, boy, is in the message of the gospel of the kingdom. I'm going to always emphasize that one thing, that, hey, the only thing that you're going to hear through this ministry and from this ministry is the gospel of the kingdom. That's my assignment. And listen, I didn't get that assignment because I was ordained by man. That's what God said. He said, go into all the world. That's what he told those 12 that he had set up on the earth to accomplish his mission. He said, go into all the world and make disciples of all men and of all mankind, of mankind, men and women, and teach them everything that I taught you. And lo, I'll be with you always, even to the end of the time. But when I started a long time ago, man, about 40 years ago, I started reading the Bible. And when I read the Bible, I didn't read it like most people do. I didn't read it to get sermons out of it. I read it, man, you know, to see what the word was all about, the literature of it, you know, the life that's in it. Because I saw something in the beginning was the word when I first started reading, in him was life, and the life was the light of man. So I started looking for the life that was in the word. And then one place I found another place as I first started reading the Bible, you know, where when Jesus begun, you know, to minister the Bible, the Bible say he went into the synagogue as his custom was, and they handed him the book to read. They say, come on, brother Jesus, and read the scriptures to us. And man, he opened up the place and where it was written, and he said this, the Spirit of the Lord is upon me because he has anointed me. He started quoting from the book of Isaiah, chapter 61. And then after he got through reading that, then he made an awesome statement. This day is this scripture fulfilled in your hearing. What you getting out of there? What you saying? When he gave him the scripture to read, he read in the scripture the place that was written about him. He read to them what was written about him. And boy, from that point on, I started reading the scripture, man, where it was written about me and about you. And you know something? To my amazement, man, I discovered something that most Bible readers perhaps have not yet discovered yet. I discovered a treasure. I discovered something a little bit more than the gospel of Jesus. Because that's a good thing, baby. That'll get us out of Egypt, man, and get us into the wilderness. But that won't get us into your inheritance. That'll get you saved. That'll get you to become a believer. But it's one thing to be a believer and in the kingdom of God. But it's another thing to, man, go into it and explore all your benefits and all that, man, he done for us and the purpose for it being done. It's a different thing, man, to believe in that and have that and everything else than for you to, man, possess that on the earth or in the earth. So the first thing, man, you know, I found something that was a little bit greater, even watching this. I don't know how this going to go over, but a little bit greater even than the gospel of Jesus, the good news about Jesus. The word gospel simply means glad tidings or good news. So when you say the gospel of Jesus, that's the good news about Jesus. And that's a good thing, man. That's a great thing. Like I told you, that'll get us out of Egypt. That'll get us saved. But they won't get you into what I'm talking about. They won't get you into your inheritance. And even though you're saved, your inheritance will still be in a sweet by and by. But all the time, man, he saved you, man, so that you could get take hold to your inheritance that's not in the sweet by and by, but that's in the right here and now. So it's a little bit different than just the gospel of Jesus. Something greater than that. And that's the gospel that Jesus preached. The word preach means to publicly proclaim. When we hear the word preaching, we talk about how the preacher get up in the pulpit and how he articulate the word and everything else, and whether it's how high he might go up and how low he might go down and how he stir up your emotion. That's preach too, but man, I'm talking about, man, what it really means. What it really means to publicly declare a message. What message, boy? The message of your product. For what purpose, man? So that your consumer or the hearer might get your product. So when Jesus Christ come preaching, it wasn't, ain't he all right? That's a good thing. But it doesn't necessarily have to be there to call be preaching. When you publicly declare to the public your product. Preaching is the same word we use for advertising. Same meaning in the Greek. To publicly declare a message. Why do you advertise? They get on that man and they publicly declare a message about their product. For what purpose? So that the consumer can get the product. That's what they want. That's what Jesus, man, come preaching. Not the good news about him. He didn't tell them people, he wasn't preaching to them people, man, how you gonna hang, bleed, and die, man, and on the third day he was gonna be released. And all. He didn't preach none of that. Even though that was included in the gospel of Jesus, but that's not the gospel, that's not what he preached. That is the good news about Jesus and what he did. But what he preached, again, was the good news about you and I. You know what that good news about you and I is? That just as he is, so are you. Just as he is, so am I. That just as he is, so are we. And as the Father sent him, he said to them disciples, so send now you. Lord, go into all the world and make disciples of all men and teach them what I taught you. You know what he taught them, man? He taught them the function and principles of the kingdom of God. He said, here, it's given unto you to know the secrets of the kingdom. Or in another place, he said, here, I give unto you the keys of the kingdom. Glory to God. And whatever you bind on earth shall be bound in heaven. And whatever you loose on earth shall be loosed in heaven. Man, we want God to do everything and do this for us and do everything else. When God ain't doing all that, ain't rolling like that. He done provided for you everything that you have need of, man, to accomplish everything, man, that he decreed and declared for over your life from the very beginning. If you're not careful, man, you'll be preoccupied and waiting on God to do it for you, man, when God done delegated you to do it. We tell God to go to the hospitals and heal so and so and so. And God tell you, you go and cast out devils and heal the sick. And that's because you don't know the gospel that Jesus preached. You just know the gospel of Jesus. How he opened blind eyes and how he unstopped death ears and how he caused the lame to walk and how he raised the dead and how he done great things and how and how, boy, he was crucified and ain't he all right? And on the third day, you know that's elementary. The Bible says by the time we still on the milk of the word. And all the time, man, we need to be on the meat of the word. We still little bitty babies. You know why? It's because you haven't gotten, man, past the gospel of Jesus and got to the gospel that Jesus preached. Listen, the gospel of Jesus is a means to an end. What's the end? To get to the gospel that he preached. What's the gospel that he preached? He said this, man, when he after he went up there and was led of the Spirit and tempted of the devil, and the Bible said then he returned in the power of the Holy Spirit, in the power of God, in the power of the authority of God. And from that time forward, he began to preach, man, unto mankind. What? The publicly declared message. What was his message that he was publicly declaring? All of the kingdom of heaven. Glory to God. All that you lost in Adam when he fell. Glory to God. Everything that belonged to you before the foundation of the world. I came to bring that back to you. I couldn't bring back everything that your the Father's original intent and purpose, man, for your existence and your creation. And the ability to have it and to walk into it and to get into it and to live it. I couldn't bring all that back to you. Before I can get it back to you, hey, man, I got to clean you up. So the blood and everything else, that cleanses up more. And we still on that. But you don't know what it cleanses up for. So you could come to the knowledge of the truth, glory to God. What? But boy, you just like your Father in heaven, man. You a mighty man and you a mighty woman of God. They come on here sometime, they introduce me as King Arthur. That's because I know who I am. But boy, that's the good news about me. But I come on here to tell you a good news, man. Not the good news about me that I'm a king. I come on here to tell you the good news about you. You a king too. Now, if you want to be just a reverend or a pope or a bishop or a mister or whatever, but boy, what's a king? I'm talking about a ruler. One got authority and power and dominion and might. And let me tell you something, boy, your rulership and your kingship ain't over people. It's over every circumstance, every situation, every symptom that might confront your life. Baby, you can look at any circumstance, any situation, any symptom, any devil, any demon, anything that poses itself or opposes itself against the mighty word of God. Baby, you can look at it eyeball to eyeball. And let it know that there's something on the inside of you that's greater than anything that's against you, man. And let me tell you something, boy. After a while of knowing that, that devil start fleeing from us just like he did Jesus. Oh, he going to come, and he going to huff, and he going to puff, and he going to say, if you the Son of God, or if he this and that, or what about this? How come he did that? Why he doing that? Everything else. Hey, then you ought to come out your repertoire, boy. It is written. Hallelujah. What thus said the Lord, like Jesus did. And when you learn how to do that and operate in that and function in the kingdom, guess what, boy, the devil going to flee from us just like he did Jesus. When you hear and learn and receive, man, not just the gospel of Jesus. Yes, you got to get that first. That's the primary. That's the first thing. But go on. Don't stay at the cross. Listen, boy, that's why the Bible say, boy, after he died up on the cross, the Bible say the weather got real, real bad. And I'm talking about I said one time, London and lightning. What I meant was lightning and thunder. And I was talking so fast, I say London and lightning. But boy, what he was, listen, it started lightning and thunder, man. Hey, Lord, why he did that? Because, boy, he said, listen, man, if I let the sun stay shining, then you'll never leave the cross. They'll be here at the cross till tomorrow, you know, the next day. They'll never leave. So, boy, he sent the rain and the thunder and the lightning, man, and then they had to go then. What he was saying, man, listen, don't listen. At the cross, it's done. But don't stay here. Go on past the cross, man, and go and get, man, everything that the cross wrought for you, glory to God. What? Not only have you been redeemed by the cross, but, boy, you've been restored back to something. That's the gospel that Jesus Christ preached. Not the gospel of Jesus. The gospel that he preached was what you've been restored back to. You might not know about that. You see, you hear it and everything else, and you quote it and everything else, and you didn't saw it and heard it as bypasses in ministries and sermons and everything else, but you never heard it as the subject matter of every message. Let me tell you something, boy, the theme of the Old Testament, man, they taught us this in Bible college. And boy, I'm talking about that.